And we begin a new parak and a new mishnah. And the previous parak spoke about the psul of shalei lishma, and the mishnah taught us called zvachim shenizbuchu shalei lishma ksherim el shalei olu l'baylam shem chayva chutz min ha-pesach v'chatas ha-pesach bezmanim v'chatas b'chol zman. And we saw that the psul of shalei lishma doesn't only pertain to shechita, but it also pertains to the other dala avedos, and it pertains to kabbalah hilacha and zrika. And of course, we just discussed the shita of Rabbi Shimon in detail as to the psul shalei lishma when doing the avida v'ilacha, and our parak and our mishnah begins by discussing other cases where there would be a psul in a carbon. And our mishnah begins kol zvachim shekibo daman zar oina in tful yoyim mechusa begadim mechusa kapurim shalei rachatz yadayim v'raglayim oril tamei yoshev oimin agabi kelim agabi behema agabi ragli chaveray are all psul, and any carbon behema that the kabbalah sadam was done by a zar or by an oinin or tful or mechusa begadim, or mechusa kapurim, or someone that didn't wash his hands and feet from the kiyar, or a koyin that's an oral, and as Rashi explains, shemesu echav machmas mila, that his brothers died because of mila, and therefore he was oinis and he couldn't do mila, and even though he's not a mummer, he is still possible to do aveda, and if he does the aveda, it will be mechel aveda. And similarly, a koyin that his tummy is us to do aveda, or a koyin that's sitting is us to do aveda, and even if a koyin is standing, but he's standing on a kalim, or on a behema, or on the feet of his friend, then all these cases, there's chatzitza between his feet and the ground of the Beis HaMikdash, and all these cases will be mechel d'aveda. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us, kibul b'smol pasol, that will be mekabel adam with his left hand, that will pasol d'aveda. Rav Shimon machsher, and Rav Shimon says that would still be kosher. And before we begin the Gemara, let us make a few points. As number one, when the Mishnah states kol hazvachim, specifically referring to a carbon of a behema and not to an oif, as there is no kabbalah by a carbon of a oif. When the Mishnah discusses Kabbalah, the Mishnah just means to say that we're not referring to Shechita, as Shechita is Ksheir Bizar, and therefore our Mishnah is only referring to Kabbalah of Eilech, and it's referring to Kabbalah Hilacha and Zrika. And when the Mishnah discusses an Einain, so we know that the Psul of Aninais is only for a Kohen Hedyet and not for a Kohen Gadol. And as Rashi points out, Einain calls Mashle Nikba Meis, and Lemaisa Ayin the Gemara and Daf Kufar and Beis, where the Din of Aninais is defined as the entire day that one of your Shiva Kravim died, and even after Kura. And also keep in mind that even if someone did not bury their Karev, but it's already after 24 hours, then Midiraisa it would not be considered Aninus. And Ayinu Mepharshim who discussed this Rashi, and Rashi continues and is bothered why the Mishnah had to mention both Tful Yoyim and Mechusa Kippurim. And Rashi explains that not every Tful Yoyim is a Mechusa Kippurim. And as Rashi states, Tful Yoyim the Sheretz of the Mace, the Shat Tumash Lay Hutsu Chulu Karbin, and Mechusa Kippurim is specifically referring to a Zavim Mitzvah. And Rashi specifically doesn't mention a Yerledes or a Zava, as those only apply to an Akiva, and certainly we know that a Bas Kohen cannot do the Avoda. Finally, Rashi explains Mechusa Begadim, that refers both to Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyet, and Kohen Gadol Sheshimet Bepachs Mishmoina, and Kohen Hedyet Bepachs Midalid. And Ayin in the top taste is Divin Masal Zava Oinain, and Taze points out Hodloi Tanabal Mum Vishu Yayin Upurish Mishum Dixibhad Kilubhedya, that the reason why our Mishnah doesn't speak about a Bal Mum or a Shtuya Yayin or Puri Reish is because our Mishnah is only mentioning those items that we have to learn from Joshua's, and the Din of Chilo by these items are Mefurish in the Torah. And keep in mind that although Taisus mentions Puri Reish, however, others do not have this Gersa, as Lemaisa the Gemara Mesechtas Tainis, as well as the Mesechtas Sanhedrin comes out, that although it would be possible for Puri Reish to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, however, it would not be Mechel the Avodah, and our Mishnah is only speaking about those items where number one it's puzzle and number two it's mechel d'aveda. And I am the Shitu Mekubetzes who brings the same point as Taisis, and he brings the psukim as far as chilol both b'negei balmum and by shtuya yayin, as he states balmum d'chsiv, as the pasuk in Pashas Emma states lo yigash v'lo yichalel, and by shtuya yayin the pasuk in Pashas Shmini states ulahavdul bein hakodesh ubein hachol. And he continues to make this point b'negei pruraish avu pruraish lo mechel d'aveda lo yichoshev and lo yichoshev elahani the Ovid Chilel, as we explained, and he continues Vafil Manda Omer the Mechel Aveda, and even according to the Manda Omer Masech the Sanhedrin Daf Chof Beis, that even Puri Reish is Mechel Aveda, and Yesh Leiman, it's possible to explain that the reason why Mishnah doesn't mention Puri Reish is Mishon the Mizora Meshas Bia, that the Azora on Puri Reish is not even to come into the Beis Hamikdash, and Vleitani Elahani the Einu Mizora Meshas Bia, and our Mishnah is only mentioning those cases where there's no Issa to come into the Beis Hamikdash. Mikdash, and it's only asa to do Rabbeida. And the Shita continues that even though our Mishnah mentions Tamei, however, Tamei Dechoshev, Keshenitbim Bazara, and Ein Chanami, when he came into the Azara, it was mutaf him to be there. And Agamar will now continue and explain the Mishnah, and we'll go through each item in order to show that number one, it's asa to do Rabbeida, and number two, that if they do Rabbeida, then it will be Mech Rabbeida. And Agamar begins, Zara Minolon, that what is the Makar that's asa for a Zara to do Rabbeida, and if he does so, it would be Mechel Aveda. And the Gemara will first prove that it's Mechel Aveda, as the Tani Levi, as Levi taught in the Braisa, that in Pashas Emor, when the Torah is speaking about a Kohen that is Tamei, so the Torah tells us, Dabel Aaron Vel Bonov, V'yinozu Mekotcha B'nei Yisrael, V'lo Yichalu Hashem Kotchi, Ashehim Makdishim Li'ani Hashem. And the next Pasuk continues, Emor Aleim Udei Yisechem, Kol Ish Ashe Yikur Mekol Zarachem, Ala Kodeshim Ashe Yakdishu B'nei Yisrael Lashem, V'tumasa Elov, V'nichrusa Nefesh Ahim Milfonai, Ani Hashem. And the pasuk stated v'yinozru mikotcher b'nei Yisrael, that they should separate themselves and not do the avodah of the kotcher b'nei Yisrael and not bring korbanos. And the pasuk didn't have to say mikotcher b'nei Yisrael, as it could have just stated v'yinozru mikotcherim. And therefore the brisa asks b'nei Yisrael l'mutei mai, that what are the words b'nei Yisrael coming to the mayit as ilam l'mutei noshim, as if you will tell me that the pasuk is teaching us that the only time that a kohen does tamei would be also to bring a korban for klal Yisrael is only for the zecharim, but not for women. But the Gemara is carbon nashim betum karev. Do you think that it's possible for a kohen to bring a carbon of a woman while he's tamei? As certainly that would not be allowed. Elo the Gemara says lemuta evichavim. And if you will say that it's coming to the mayit that a kohen could bring a goy's carbon while he's tamei, but certainly that also can't be as hashtar tzitzlim miratza, that we know that the tzitzis miratza could help fix certain sulim. And for example, if a kohen was zayrik the dam of the carbon while the dam was tamei, and even so we know that the tzitz is not meratza on a carbon of a goy, the omemar, and as we learned, uvayv chavim bein b'shegig bein b'mezid loyhurtza, but by uvayv chavim, if the dam became tamei b'shegig or b'mezid, then the tzitz would not be meratza, and as the Gemara teaches us in Masechtas Menachos, that this is based on the pasuk that states, l'ratzin lahem, and we learn out, v'loy la'uvayv chavim, and since we clearly see that it's harder to bring a carbon for an akum than for Yisrael, we even see that the problem of tumah by a goy is even stronger than by Yisrael, so b'tumah karev, and as Rashi seems to be curious, b'tumah saguf yehi karev, that do you think that would be possible that a kohen could bring a korban for a goy while the kohen himself is tamei? And as Rashi states, b'tmiyah v'aloy afilu itzel korban yochad Yisrael lo nitcha, and we know that the tumah of a kohen is not even dachui by a korban yochad of Yisrael, and therefore certainly you can't push off tumah by a korban of a goy, and therefore the Gemara is still bothered, why does the pasuk state b'nei Yisrael? And the Gemara explains, Allahi kama, so it must be that we read the pasuk as follows, v'yinozru mikotche, that when a kohen is tamei, he has to separate himself from bringing any kotchim, and then when the pasuk states b'nei Yisrael, it's as if the pasuk stated v'yinozru b'nei Yisrael, that the b'nei Yisrael, that azarim, have to separate themselves, and they also can't bring kotchim, and v'lo yichalu, as if they would bring a carbon, then it would be mechal the carbon, and as some agurus, limit al zar sha'ovet shechilel, and the Gemara now continues, dveir shmol tana, that the yeshiva shmol, they taught in a brisa, that asir b'kal v'chaymim b'almum, that the makor that is zar will be mechal v'ayda, is actually learned from a kal v'chaymim from a b'almum, and clearly the dveir shmol did not feel that this pasuk could be broken up in this manner, and therefore they need another makor. And before we continue with the kal v'chaymim, let us begin with akdama, which hopefully will make the next blad much easier and much simpler to understand. And from this point till the end of Daf Tazayin and Beis, the Gemara will try to use certain kavuchaymes, and the Gemara will also use certain tzadashavais. The Gemara will discuss dinim that are relevant to zaris, to balmum, to someone that's tamei, to an oinin, and to a yoshev. And as we will see, by all five of these dinim, there are certain kulois and certain chumrais, and there is certainly one chumr that they all share, that they're all also to do the avoda, and they're also going to be mechel avoda. And let us go through 8 points benegeya each of these dinim. And some of them it will be a chumrah, and some of them they will be a kula. And for example, benegeya zares, there are 3 chumrahs. Number one, a zar can't do the aveda, and if he does the aveda, it'll be mechel aveda. Number two, a zar can't eat kachi kachim. Number 3-4, that ain't loy takana ilamis, and loy hotra mechlaloi, that there's never an exception where a zar can bring a korban to the base of mikdash, and certainly a zar can never become a kayin. And then we will see 5 kulais. That number one, as the Gemara states, loy asa karav kamakriv, that the only time that there's a psul zaris is only by a person and not by an animal. And number two, that it's not transferable, meaning if a zar touches someone, someone, then they don't become a zar. And number three, that a zar can do a avodah on a bama. And number four, that a zar can eat maaser. And number five, a zar could say edus in bezdin. And there are four chumras by a bamum. And number one, that it's also for him to do avodah, and he would be mechad avodah just like by zaris. And number two, also by karev kamakrev, that mum would apply to a person as well as to a behemah, as you can't bring a behemah that's a balmum as a carbon. And number three, a balmum can't do avodah on a bama. And number four, a balmum is lehutam mechlaloi. We never find an exception where a balmum can bring a carbon in the base of Migdash. And then there are five kulais by a balmum. That number one, if a balmum touches someone, they don't become balmum and it's not transferable. And number two, yesh leitakana, as a balmum can be healed. And number three, he can say edus. And the fourth kula is that he can eat kachi kachim. And the fifth kula by a balmum is that he can eat maaser. The Gemara will also discuss someone that is tamei, and we will see that there are actually five chumrais and four kulais, and the first of the five chumrais is exactly the same as by Zor and Balmum, as a tamei can't do avodah and he would be mechel avodah. Number two, it's also to eat kachim, and the third chumra is that he will transfer tumah to others, and the fourth chumra is that he can't do avodah on a bama while he's tamei, and number five, a tamei can't eat maisa, and the three kulais by a tamei is loy asakar of kamakriv, that although both a person and animal can become tamei, but an animal cannot become tamei while it's still alive. And number two, yesh le takana, once he's no longer tamei. Number three, hutum mechlaloi, as tum hutra betzibar. And number four, even though he's tamei, he can say edus in bezdin. And the Gemara will also discuss the dinim of aninus. By aninus, there's three chumres and six kulais. And once again, the first chumre is the same, that's also for him to do avodah, and if he does so, it's mechel da avodah. Number two, it's also for an oinin to eat kachim. And number three, an oinin cannot eat maisar. And there are six kulais, as number one, aninus isn't transferable. Certainly, even if an oinin touches someone, they do not become an oinin. And number two, it's yesh le takana, as once he's no longer an oinin, he could do the avodah. And number three, it's hutam mechlaloi, as the issur of aninus doesn't apply to a kohen gadol. Number four, an oinin can't say edus. Number five, lo yasa karav kemakriv, as certainly the din of aninus doesn't apply to a behemah. And finally, the sixth kula by an oinin is actually questionable, as the Gemara will have a shayla if an oinin can do avodah on a bama or not. And finally, the Gemara will also discuss the dinim of yeshiv, and there are four chumrays and five kulais, and the first chumra is the same, that it's also for someone that's sitting to do the avodah, and if he does so, he'll be mechel avodah. The second chumra is that's loyhut mechlaloi, and we never find a case where there's an exception that someone that's sitting can do the avodah in the base of Mikdash. Number three, in leitakana lomis, and number four, that's also to say edus while sitting. And the five kulais are that number one is non transferable, as if someone that is sitting touches someone else, then that person doesn't become possible to do the avodah. Number two, loy also by karav kumakriv, and there is no problem for a behemoth to be sitting on the floor. And number three, by a bummer, someone that's sitting can do the avodah. Number four, someone that's sitting can eat maisa. And finally, number five, that someone that is sitting has a right to eat kachi kachim. And although you can only eat kachi kachim in the azara, and ain yeshiva ba'azara el machos beis davar bavad, but that is not a chesaron in kachi kachim, and that's a side point that there's a general rule that someone cannot sit in the azara. Now that we mentioned these kolim, let us now continue with the Gemara. As the Rabbi Shmuel Tana, as the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they taught in the Braisa that the Makar, that a Zor will be Mechel Avodah, is based on a Kal V'Chaima and a Mamitzinu, as Asir B'Kal V'Chaima in Balmum. And we learned this from a Kal V'Chaima from the din of a Balmum, and the Kal V'Chaima would be as follows: Uma Balmum Sha'ichel, that just like a Balmum, that can eat Kachi Kachim. And as Rashi brings down from an explicit Pasuk in Pashas Emor that states, Lechem Aleikov, Mi Kachi Akadishim, Mi Kachim Yoichel, and even so, Im Aval Chilel, that if a Balmum does avodah in the base of Mikdash, it will be mechal avodah. And as the next pasuk in Pashas Emor states, Achal pereches lo yavoi velo mizbeach lo yigash ki mumbai v'leichals mikdashai ki ani Hashem mekadisham. And we continue at that zayin and aleph, and therefore we can learn a kal v'chemer that zor she'ino yichol, then certainly a zor that can't eat kachi kachim. So in adin shem avod chilal, then certainly if he does avodah be'isar, then certainly he'll be mechal avodah. However, the Gemara continues and shlugs up this kal v'chemer as mal balmum shkein also by karav kemakriv, as it's possible that the reason why a balmum will be mechel avodah is because he has a chumra that's not relevant to a zar. Not only is the psul of balmum relevant to a person, but it's also relevant to a behemah, as we explained in the akdama. Maybe that's why it would be mechel avodah. Maybe since the din of a zar is only relevant to a person and not relevant to a behemah, so maybe the din of chilel doesn't apply to a zar, even though a zar cannot do avodah, but if he did the avodah, it would not be mechel avodah. And the Gemara responds, Tamei Yechiach, from the din of a Kohen Tamei, way, we could bring a raya that the reason why someone would make laveda has nothing to do with asa b'karv kamakriv, as we know that tame is asa to do laveda, and if he does laveda, it would be mechal laveda. Even though it's like asa b'karv kamakriv, as a person can become tame while they're alive, and the din of tumah doesn't apply to a behemoth that's alive. And even so, we know that a kohen that is tame that does laveda will be mechal laveda, as the pasuk stated in Pashas Emor, v'yinazu v'lo yichalu, and as Rashi states, alma tame she'aved chilel, and therefore we should still have the original kal v'chomer, as we see that this is not a chumrah that would have any effect on the din of him aved chilel. However, the Gemara continues that you can't bring a raya from the din of tame as mal tame she'kem etame, as maybe the reason why someone that's tame is mechal davida is because they could be metame others, and that tumah is transferable, as possibly since the psul of zaris is not transferable, so maybe if a zor does davida, then it would not be mechal davida. However, the Gemara states, bal mum yechiach, that we will prove that the chumra of shekei metame and the concept of transferability is not the reason why the din is im aver chilel, since we know that a bal mum can't transfer his mum to someone else, and even if he touches someone else, they don't become a bal mum, and even so im aver chilel, and therefore the same should apply to a zar, that even though the psul zaris is not transferable, the din could still be that im aver chilel, and therefore the Gemara states, because adin lo yizek rizeh v'lo yizek rizeh, that the chumras of a bal mum are not similar to the chumras of tamei, and the chumras of a person that's tamei is not similar to the chumras of a bal mum. However, at tzad shavish ben, there is a tzad shavish between both of them, shemuzarin, as it's also to do avoda when someone's tamei and someone's a bal mum, and v'im avdu chilel, and if either a bal mum or a tamei did the avoda, then it'll be mechal the avoda. Therefore, afani avizar shemuzar v'im avdu chilel, and therefore the same would apply to a zar, that since it's also for a zar to do avoda, so therefore if a zar would do the avoda, then the karbon would be pasul. And Rashi points out shemuzarin shaloi lavoid, that both the tamei and bal mum have an azar that they can't do avoda, tamei v'inazru and bal mum from the pasuk of Leigash. Now that the Tana of Rishmol gave us a makar as to how do we know that if a zor that does avoda will be michal avoda, so the Gemara still doesn't know how we know that there's actually an azar that a zor cannot do avoda. And the Gemara is me know the muzar, that how do we know that there's even an azar for a zor not to do avoda? And Rashi is gurious hechel muzar, that where is the azara? As certainly we know that it's also for a zor to do avoda, and we just have a question as to the makar. And the Gemara states ilayma b'vinazru. And if you will say it's from the Makar of Levi and from the Pasuk in Pashas Emor that stated, Dabel Aaron Vel Bono V'yinazru B'kach B'nei Yisrael, and we explained the Pasuk V'yinazru B'nei Yisrael, that B'nei Yisrael have to separate themselves, and it's also for a Zohar to do the Avodah. However, if that would be the Makar, the Chilu B'gufei K'sibay, then certainly we could learn the Din of Chilu from that Pasuk, and we wouldn't have to learn it from Imam Metzinu, as the Pasuk specifies B'lo Yichalu, and it's Muchach that once it would be Asar, then if a Zohar does the Avodah, then will be Mechel Aveda, and therefore it can't be that this would be the Makar that the Beir Hashmol would learn that there's an Issa for a Zohar to do Aveda, as if they would learn that this is the Issa, then we would be able to learn it from this Pasuk itself, and they wouldn't need their Kal V'chema or the Mamitzinu. And the Gemara therefore tells us, Ella, that the Makar that's also for a Zohar to do the Aveda is from the Pasuk in Pashas Kerech that states, V'nuvu Alecha V'shamuris Mishmeres Oyel Moyel L'chol Aveda So'oyel V'zohar La'yikra V'aleichem. The Gemara now continues that we just try to learn that the din of Zohar that's Mechel Aveda learned from Mamitzinu, from Bal Mum, and from Tomei. And the Gemara now is that Ikla Mifrach, the Lachir, we could be Perich this Mamitzinu, as Malat Sad Shavish Ben, Shekin Lehutru Bebama, that maybe the reason why there's a din that the Mechel Aveda is because there's a Chumra both by a Bal Mum and by a Tomei, as both a Bal Mum and a Tomei cannot serve or do the Aveda by a Bama. Maybe that's why they're also Mechel Aveda. However, since a Zar can't bring a carbon on a Bama, so maybe it's more Kal, maybe even where it's also for a Zohar to do Aveda, if he actually does the Aveda, it would not be Mechel the Aveda. And based on this question, so the Gemara responds, Lo Teimo Tomei Yechiach, Ela Eimo Oino Yechiach, that instead of learning the Mamitzinu from Bal Mum and Tomei, we will learn the Mamitzinu from the Din of Bal Mum, and the Din that we find B'negei and Oinein, and as we know, an Oinein can serve on a Bama, and even so, if an Oinein does Aveda in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan, he would be Mechel the Aveda, and therefore the same would apply by Azar, even though he could serve on a Bama, but if he does serve in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan where it's also for him to do so, then if he does so, he'd be Mechal as Aveda. And the Gemara now goes through the Limud, and the Gemara asks that Malo Inen Shekein also B'maisa, that how can you learn from an Inen if there's a Chumra B'negei Inen, as it's also for an Inen to eat Maisa. Maybe that's why I'm Ovad Chilel. However, since a Zohar is Mutter to eat Maisa, so maybe I'm Ovad is Le Chilel. The Gemara responds, Balmum Yechiach, that we could prove for Balmum that even though it's Mutter for Balmum to eat Maisa, and even so I'm Ovad Chilel, therefore the same would apply to a Zohar, that even though it's Mutter for him to eat Maisa, but I'm Ovad it would be Chilel. And the Gemara once again continues and points out, V'chazar din, Lo Yizek Rizeh, V'lo Yizek Rizeh, that the Chumra that we find B'negeya Balmum and the Chumra that we find B'negeya Inein are not the same. And once again, Hatzad HaShav Shben, but the Tzad HaShav between a Balmum and an Inein is Shemuzarin, that there is a Issa for a Balmum or an Inein to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, and Vim Avdu Chilu, and if a Balmum and an Inein serve in the Beis HaMikdash, then it'll be Mechal Da'Beida, and therefore Af Ani Avi Zar, so the same would apply to Zar, Shum Muzar, that there's an Issa for a Zar to do Avida in Beis HaMikdash, and as we saw from the Pasuk and Pashas Kerach, Avizar LaYikra V'Lichem, therefore we could also learn Vim Avad Chilel. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered that the whole reason why we didn't learn a Mamitzinu from Balmum and Tomei is because we explained that Malatzal Shavshben Shkein Leihutu B'Bama, as is also for both Balmum or Tomei to do the Avodah B'Bama Basha Inkein Azar, and therefore our Gemara is that Hachinami Lefreich, that we should also ask the same question regarding our Mamitzinu from the din of Balmum and from Oinein, as Malatzal Shavshben Shkein Leihutu B'Bama L'Chayr should be also for Balmum as well as an Oinein to do the Avodah B'Bama. However, the Gemara responds, "Maskler of some braid rava uman leimelon the oinin also bebama dil mushari bebama." How do you know that the issa for an oinin to do avoda is going to be relevant by a bama? As quite possibly, it's actually mutter for an oinin to do avoda on a bama. And as Rashi states, as the makor for the issa of oininos is based on a pasuk in Pasha Shmini that states umin migdash lo yetze, and therefore it would seem that this issa is only applicable to the base of migdash or the mishkan, not to a bama, and therefore we can learn the Mamitzinu from the din of Balmum and from Oinein in order to teach us that since it's also for a Zar to do the Aveda, so I'm Avad Chilel. Now keep in mind that although the Gemara just came out that we learned the din of Zaris from the din of Balmum and from Aninus, however there is still some uncertainty if the Issa of Aninus applies to a bama or if it doesn't apply to a bama. And as we explain, if the Issa of Aninus applies to a bama, then this Tzad HaShava would not work. Therefore the Gemara continues, Rav Shasha Omar, the Rav Shasha doesn't want to learn the din based on this Mamatzinu and based on the Tzad HaShava, and he states Asa Yoshev, that he will actually learn the Makar that a Zohar is going to be Mechla Veda from the din of Yoshev. And as he explains Uma Yoshev She'echel Im Avad Chilel, that since we find that there's a Kula B'negeir, someone that's sitting, that he could eat Kachi Kachim, and even so if he does the Veda it will be Mechla Veda, so Zohar She'inu Echel in a din Shem Avad Chilel, so certainly a Zohar that's more Chomer, that he can't even eat kachi kachim, so certainly if he does that avoda be'issa, then he should be mechel as avoda. However, the Gemara asks, Mali Yeshiv Shekin Pasal Eidos, then maybe the reason why that if someone is sitting, that will be mechel avoda is because we find a chumrah that if someone is sitting, that they're pasal to say Eidos. And as Rashi brings from Masechta Shavuos, as the pasuk states, for Amdu Shnei Anoshim, Be'edim HaKasu Medaber, and there's a requirement that they stand, maybe since a Zohar can't say Eidos, so maybe a Zohar would not be mechel avoda. And the Gemara states, Yeshiv Talmud Chacham, that in Chinami, when Rav Meshasha was learning this din, he wasn't learning from standard person that's sitting, but he was learning from a Talmud Chacham that's Yeshiv, and a Talmud Chacham that's Yeshiv can say Eidos in Bezdin, and therefore we don't find that Chumrah by Yeshiv Talmud Chacham, and therefore we wouldn't have a Pirchot to this Kavu Chaymeh. And as Rashi explains, Yeshiv Talmud Chacham, the Hasam Maisilah, the Koshal Eidos, the Amin and Hasam, and as we learned in the Gemara, Mesech the Shavuos, Shebezdin Chalkin Le Kavod, Umeshivin Aisai, however, the Gemara is still bothered that how could we learn the Kavu Chaymeh, but Ma'al Hashem Yoshev Shekein Pasal Eidos, that we do find some Chumrah B'negei Yoshev, as there is a time where someone that's sitting cannot say Eidos, and the Gemara answers, Shem Yoshev Leparach, that this is not something that would bother us, as even though there are people that cannot sit when saying Eidos, but since we find a case where Tam Chacham can sit while saying Eidos, therefore we could still make this Kavu Chaymeh. And as Rashi states, Hel V'hai Yoshev Tam Chacham D'maisi M'nei L'Kavu Chaymeh is Kashal Eidos, and the Gemara continues, V'im Tim Salim Parach, and even if you want to say that this would be a valid pircha, we would ask a question based on the fact that we do find some yoshev that is pasul edus, asking yoshev m'chadim hanoch, then instead of learning the din that zor sha'ovad is chilel directly from the din of yoshev, we would be forced to learn it based on a mamitzinu and a tzad hashava. And according to Rav Meshasha, we would learn this from the din of yoshev as well as from one of the other dinim, and either from Balmum, from Tamei, or from Einein. And keep in in mind that by the factor of Meshasher brought this new Kal V'chomer from the din of Yoshev, as we mentioned clearly, he was bothered that potentially an Oinein is also to be Makrev even on Bama, and therefore the Chumra B'negeya Bama is not only by a Balmum and by a Tamei, but it's also by an Oinein, and therefore the only way to learn this Mamatinu is only if we will say that the Psul of Yoshev is not relevant by a Bama, and therefore Yoshev would be like a Zar, that both of them are Mutter by a Bama, and then we would have a proper Mamatinu and a proper Tzadah Shavah. But if someone that is sitting is also lost by a Bama, so then we would not have a Tzadah Shavah, as Lemaisa we would be back to our original Percha of Mala Tzadah Shavah Shabbat Shekin Lohutra B'Bama, Asha'in came by a Zar, that's Mutter by a Bama. Maybe even if the Zar did Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, where it's also for him to do Avodah, it would still not be Mechel Avodah. Therefore, our Gemara continues, V'yoshev the Kasher B'Bama Minolon, that how do we know that if someone's sitting by a Bama, that would actually be Kasher, and his Avodah would not be Pasol, and therefore we would have a valid Mamatzinu, as Amakra, as the Pasuk states in Parshas Ekev, Ba'isahi, Hivdel Hashem, as Shevet Alevi, Lassus Zahar, and Bruce Hashem, Lamed Lufne Hashem, Lishosai, Ulevarach Bishmoy, Adah Yom Ezer, and therefore we learn out that the only time that the Din of Amidah is only Lufne Hashem, V'loy Lufne Bama, it's only when you're in front of Hashem, by the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, but not by a Bama, and based on this Mamatzinu, so Meshashi has a Makar, that Zor She'ovat is Chilel, and the Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated Oinein, that it's also for an Oinein to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and if he does so, it would be Mechel Avodah. And the Gemara asked Minolan, that number one, how do you know it's also for an Oinein to do Avodah? And number two, how do you know that Avodah would be Becholol? And the Gemara teaches us, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk in Parshas Zemar, but the Geir, the Kohen Gadol states, that called Nafshis Mesel Yavoy, La'avul Imol Eitame, that the Kohen Gadol cannot even be Metame to his father and his mother. And then the Pasuk states, that the Kohen Gadol should not leave the Beis HaMikdash, and even if he does the Avodah, he will not be Mechal the Avodah. And the Gemara's Medayek, but a Kohen headed that wouldn't leave the Beis HaMikdash and would do Avodah would be Mechal the Avodah. And as we state in our Mishnah, when the Mishnah mentioned Einain, is only referring to a Kohen headed and not to a Kohen Gadol, as a Kohen Gadol is Makrev Einain. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let's begin with Akdama. And as we know, for the Shivas Yimei Amluyim, Moshe Rabbeinu did Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and then by Hibayim Hashmini, Aaron took over as the Kohen Gadol, and on that day, Nadav and Avihu died, and therefore Aaron and his children were in a state of aninus, and the Pesukim teach us that there were various heroic shoyes of Kabbonis that were brought on that day. However, that day was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and therefore they also brought the standard Karbon Musaf, which is the Seir Chatos, which was brought on every Rosh Chodesh. When Maisa, Aaron decided to burn the Seir and not to eat from this Karbon Chatos, and the Pasuk tells us that when Moshe found out, so Moshe was bothered, as Lemaisa Aaron had a right to eat all the Kabbonis of that day, and therefore the Pasuk tells us, Vasir Achatos Dorish Dorish Moshe Avihine Sarif, Vayikzif Alaloz Valisom Bnei Aaron and Nesarim Lema, and he asked them why they burnt this Karbon Chatos, and then in Pasuk Yutes, the Torah tells us, Vayidaber Aaron on Moshe, that Aaron responded to Moshe, Hina Yem Akrivus Chatos of Esaylasal Mfne Hashem, Vatakreno Isi Keila Vachati Chatos Ayoim, Hayita Beine Hashem, that although I had a right to bring the Karbon Chatos on this day, however, I do not have a right to eat this Karbon Chatos. And on Daf Kuf Aleph, the Gemara will discuss these psukim in detail, and one Manda Amar will hold that the reason why Aaron burnt this Karbon was because it became Tamei, and another Manda Amar will hold that the reason why Aaron Akoyim burnt the Karbon was because he was an Oinein, and he felt that although it was mutter for him to eat any of the Karbonis that were brought as a Rasha, but the Rasha that an Oinein could eat a Karbon was not applicable to the Karbon Chatos that was brought for Rosh Chodesh, as that Karbon was not based on a Rasha, and it wasn't a special Karbon that was specifically brought because of the Chanukah Samizbeach and the Chanukah Samishkan. And based on this Akdama, let's continue with our Gemara, as Rebbe Elazar Omer Mehacha, Rebbe Elazar states that the Makar, that an Oinein that does the Avodah would be Mechel Avodah, is not from the Pasuk and Pashas Emor, but instead it's from the Pasuk and Pashas Shmini, as when Aaron stated, Heine Krivu, Rebbe Elazar understands that Aaron said to Moshe, you shouldn't think that the reason why I'm burning this Karbon is because I'm an Oinein, as a Nia Crafty, as I actually brought this Karbon, and there is no psul of Aninus for Kohen Gadol, Mechlal di Inu Akrivu Shapir Starf, and therefore it's Mashma, that if Elazar or his son would have brought this Karbon, then it would have been proper to burn this Karbon. And Lemaisa we see that a Kohen headed that is an Oinein and brings a Karbon, then it will be Mechal the Karbon. And the Gemara now asks, Rabbi Elazar, my time lay Oma, Mehu Min HaMikdash Lo Yetzei, why do Rabbi Elazar need this new Makar from the Pasuk and Pasha Shmini if we already had the pasuk in Pasha Zemar? And the Gemara explains, Amalcha, the Rabbi Elazar will respond, Miksiv ha'achash le'yatzu chilel, that the pasuk doesn't specifically state that if a Kohen Hedi doesn't leave the Beis Hamikdash, then any avodah he does, he will be mechalal. And it's possible to say that the Torah was just telling us that one may have thought that even if it would be mutter for a Kohen Hedi to do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash as an oinain, and his avodah would not be mechalal, but maybe since a Kohen Gadol is on a higher level of Kedusha, so maybe there would be a psul if he does avodah while he's an oinain, and that's why the Torah had to tell us that the din of aninus doesn't apply to a Kohen Gadol either, but we would not necessarily have a raya that a Kohen Hedi has a psul of aninus. And as Rashi states, Miksiv ha'achar, dilma achar nami lechilel, over the day itzrich lelemishrei, and the Torah specifically had to tell us that it's mutter for a Kohen Gadol to do the avodah while he's an einain, the loy tema metech shivusa v'kedushasa yisera, who pasul einain, that because of his extra kedusha and his extra chashivas, that he would be pasul to serve as an einain. And the Gemara continues with a similar question on the Tanakama, v'idach my time le'oma mehin hekrivu, and why is it the Tanakama learned specifically from min hamikdash le'yetze and not from the pasuk of hein hekrivu? And the Gemara explains, kasavim pnei tuma nisufa, and he holds that the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu thought that they burnt the carbon was not because of aninus, but because of tuma, and therefore Aaron's reply had nothing to do with aninus. Before we continue, let us see Rashi in middle of Dibam Asal hein hekrivu, and Rashi points out, mitshuvasa shel Aaron atalemed ma omale Moshe, what Moshe's taina was, as Moshe said to him, madu aloyachaltam, shem b'necha krivu ba'aninus, she'inim al-nodav aviyu paslu, v'lekach nisufra, and therefore you burnt this carbon, and omale Aaron v'chi hein hekrivu, v'aloy hedetis hein, upsul la'vayda, aniya crafty, shematli v'oseis carbon om, v'ani koin godol makav oinein, mechladi inu akav d'shapit starav, v'loy hoye Moshe oim lehem madu aloyachaltam, and l'maisi, this is a sugya on daf kuf alef and alef, and we will discuss this further on daf kuf alef and alef. And the Gemara now continues that just like Benegia Din of Zaris, the Tan Ve'Rishmol did not want to learn from the Psukim, and instead he learned that the Makar, that Azar's Mechla Veda, is based on a Kal V'Chomer, and ultimately based on a Mam Metzinu and a Tzara Shava. So once again, our Gemara will continue, and the Yeshiva Rishmol, they didn't learn the Makar for an Oinein that's Mechal Da Veda, not from the Pasuk and Pashas Emar over Mimimdash Le'etze, and not from the Pasuk and Pashas Shemini of Hein Krivu. And once again, they learned from a Kal V'Chomer and a Mam Metzinu and Tzara Shava, as Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana Asir B'Kal V'Chomer Balmum, as in the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they taught a Braisa that the Makar, that a Kohen headed that's in our Inin, that does the Avodah, is Mechal the Avodah, is based on a Kal V'Chomer from Balmum. And once again, the Gemara will go through a similar Shakal V'Taya that we had previously been a Geyazar, and we continue on Daf Tazayin and Rabbeis, Uma Balmum Sho'ichol Im Avar Chilel, that Madach Balmum, that is so Kal, that even though he's Balmum, he can eat Kochim, and even so, if he does the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, he'll be mechal la'avodah. So oinin she'ein oichal. So certainly an oinin that is so chomer that he can't eat kachim. And as the pasuk states, le'echalti ba'oinim imenu einedin shem avad chilal. And therefore, certainly, if he did the avodah while he was an oinin, he'll be mechal la'avodah. And once again, the Gemara continues and asks that how can you say that you learned the din of oinin from a balmum, but mal balmum she'kein also by kriven k'makriven? That maybe the reason why a balmum that's avad is chilal is because it's so chomer. Because the psul of amum doesn't only apply to a person, but it also applies to a behema. Masha inkein aninus only applies to a person and not to an animal. And to this question, the Gemara now responds, Zar Yechiach, that we know that the psul zaris only affects a human and doesn't affect an animal, and even so does a din dem avad chilal, as we previously learned. And therefore, the fact that a bamum is also by kriven k'makrivim is not enough of a chumr to tell us that that's the reason why I'm avad chilal. However, the Gemara continues, Malazosh kin in leitak. That we also find another chumrah by the gei azar, that there's no way for the zar to ever do avodah, as there's never a way that he'll become a kohen, and there's never a heter for him to do avodah. While once a kohen had it, is no longer an oinin, he would be able to do the avodah once again, and therefore maybe the din would be that if an oinin does avodah, it would not be mechal da avodah. However, the Gemara states bal mum yechiach, and we know that that can't be the reason why I'm avad chilel, as we find that a bal mum is yesh le takana, as it's possible that a bal mum will be healed. And then he'll be able to do Avodah, and even so we know that while he's a Balmum in Avar Chilel, and therefore the same should apply to an Einain, that while he's an Einain in Avar Chilel, and Bechazadin, that the Chumr that we find by the Gea Balmum is not the same Chumr that we find by Azar. However, Tzara Shavish Ben, Shehim Uzarin, Vim Avdu Chilel, that with the Tzara hashava between a Baal Mum and Zar is that it's also for them to do the Avodah, and if they do the Avodah, then they'll be Mechal the Avodah, and therefore, Afani Avi Oinein, Shemuzah Vim Ovad Chilal, and therefore the same din would apply to an Oinein, that since it's also for a Kohen Hedid to do the Avodah in the base of Migdash, if he does the Avodah in the base of Migdash, he'll be Mechal the Avodah. And the Gemara continues that this presupposes that it's an Issa for a Kohen Hedid to actually do the Avodah in the base of Migdash, and the Gemara is, Hey Chemuzah, that where we find this Azara, as Ilema Me'umin Migdash Layetze, as if you will say that the Tanu Erev Shmal also learns like the Tanakama, that we learned it from the Pasuk of Min Migdash Layetze, so Chilu Begufik Sebei, and there would be no reason for the Kal V'Chimer, as in that Pasuk itself, the Pasuk continues, V'lo Yichalas Migdashai Ani Hashem, and therefore the Tanu Erev Shmal could learn directly from the Pasuk, and would not need this Kal V'Chimer at all, and therefore the Gemara states, Ela Mehina Krivu, that the Makor that the Tanu Erev Shmal had, that it's also for an Oinin to do the Avodah in the base of Migdash, is based on the Pasuk and Pasuk Shmini that states Heine Krivu, because Savim Prey Aninus Nisrafa, and Lemaisa the Tanu Erev Shmal learns, and when Aaron was responding to Moshe, it's because Moshe thought that the reason why Aaron burnt the carbon was because they were in them, and Moshe thought that Aaron felt that since they were in them, therefore they would not be able to eat from the carbonites, as an Oinin would be possible to eat Kachim, and since there was no one that would be able to eat this carbon, therefore Aaron felt they should burn the carbon, and Ayin Rashi, because Savim Prey Aninus Nisrafa, and as Rashi explained on Amud Aleph, however, when Aaron explained to Moshe that we burnt the carbon because we're oinim, so Moshe thought that it was because they were makarv as oinim. That's why Moshe asked them about aninus. And Rashi points out that even though from this point we now see that it's also for an oinim to be makarv, however, we don't see that if he would be makarv, that the carbon would be possible. And as Rashi explains, as the lav kal v'chimer have a mina hide the amal who shem vanis craft to Moshe lav lo memory the avid hachi shapis starev, that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't telling Aaron HaKohen that if they burnt it because they were in them, then it makes sense why you burnt the carbon. Elk she amalim play aninus afnu amal lahem shem avatim al azara v'craftim oinim, and at that point Moshe Rabbeinu was just concerned as to why they would be over on this issa of being makiv as an oinim, and it was only in regard to that point. But amalay Aaron, that Aaron responded to Moshe that do you think that they were makiv oinim? I was the one that was makvid, and no one was Ivan the Issa, but the reason why we weren't going to eat the carbon is based on the fact that we're in them, and since this is a carbon that was not brought based on Ira Shah, so we have no right to eat this carbon. And Lemaisa at this point, the Gemara has a makar as to how the Tanu Erev Shmal know that it's also for an Oinin to do the Avodah, and therefore, based on the Kal V'Chomer and the Tzad Shava, therefore, if the Oinin actually did the Avodah, he would be Mechal the Avodah. However, the Gemara continues and asks that how can you say that this is a valid Tzad Shava, but Ikel Mifrach Mal Tzad Shava Shpen, Shekein Loi Hutr Mechlaloi, that possibly it's only by a Baal Mum and a Zar that we would say him Avad Chilal, and that's because there's a Chumrah since Loi Hutr Mechlalon, and as Rashi explains, that we never find that there's a Hetta for a Zar to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and similarly, we never find that when someone is a Baal Mum, that he has a right to bring a carbon at any point, and as Rashi states, Loi Hutr Mechlalon, Zar Baal Mum, Mechlal Yisurin, Shenesu B'Mikdash, Loi Hutru, Eitzel Shum Carbon, Loi Eitzel Shum Adam. However, possibly, since an Oinin is Hutr Mechlalon, as it's possible for a Kohen Gadol to do Avodah while he's an Oinin, so maybe since we find this Kula, so possibly even when a Kohen Hedid does the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash while he's an Oinin, so although it was us of him to do so, or maybe B'di'evet im Avad, it would not be Chilel. However, the Gemara responds, Tomei Yechiach, that we know that although a Kohen that's Tomei is Hutr Mechlaloi in the case of Tomei Hutr B'tzibor, and even so im Avad Chilel, and therefore the same would hold true B'negei an Oinin, that even though it's Hutr Mechlaloi, as a Kohen Gadol could be Makar V'Oinin, however, if a Kohen Hedid is Avad while he's an Oinin, then his Avodah would still be possible. However, the Gemara continues that you can't learn the Din of Aninus from the Din of Tumah, as Malo Tomish came with Tame, that Tumah is different than Aninus, as if someone is Tame, they could transfer that Tumah to someone else, so maybe since it has this Chumrah, so that's why I'm Avad Chilal. However, an Oinin that doesn't have this Chumrah, as certainly Aninus is not transferable, so maybe I'm Avad Loi Chilal. However, the Gemara responds, regarding this Chumrah, we'll bring a Raya from the Din of Baal Mum and the Din of Zar, that although their Psulim are not transferable, still in Avad Chilal, and therefore, the Chazadin, Loyu Izek Rizeh, Loyu Izek Rizeh, that none of these have the same Chumras as each other. However, at Tzad HaShav Shben, there is a Tzad HaShava between a Baal Mum as well as a Zar, as well as Tumah, Shemuzarin, as a Baal Mum, as well as a Zar, as well as a Tomei, are also to do avodah in the base of mikdash, vim avdu chilu, and if they do avodah in the base of mikdash, they'll be mechal avodah, and therefore afani avi oinen shu muzav vim avad chilal, and therefore the same din would apply to an oinen, that since it's also for a kohen hedya to do avodah in the base of mikdash while he's an oinen, so if you do avodah in the base of mikdash while he's an oinen, then he'd be mechal avodah. However, the gemara continues and is still bothered vilifret that we should still ask matla sadashosh ben shkin lehutu mechal on eitz a kohen gadol bekarbon yachid, that we know that a balmum or a zar or a tamei never has a heter, and even a kohen gadol cannot bring a korban yachid while he is a balmum, and of course he can't be a zar. And even though when a kohen gadol is tamei, he could bring a korban tzibor as tumas hutra b'tzibor, however he cannot bring a korban yachid. And possibly since we have this chumra, therefore the din is that if they do the avodah, then it would be mechal the avodah, and therefore we should not be able to learn the din b'negein oinein, since a kohen gadol that's an oinein can even bring a korban yachid. So possibly since we see a kula b'negei aninus, so maybe the din would be that any oinein and even a kohen headed that is oivan the is of aninus and does the avodah, that the avodah would not be mischalal. However, the Gemara explains that you can't say that this is a chumra b'negei tumah, as although you're correct that even if a kohen gadol is tamei, he could still not do the avodah by a korban yachid, but ma'aser we still find a kula as it's hutah mechlaloi, as when there is a din of tumah hutah b'tzibor, then a kohen gadol could be makriv while he's tamei, and therefore, since we see that a kohen gadol could be makriv while he's tamei, and even so in avad chilel, so the same would hold true b'negei an oidein, and even though aninus is hutah mechlalon, however, the din would still be in avad chilel, and as the gemara ends off shem tumah miyishtari, then we still find a kula b'negei tumah, as there is a case both by a kohen hedit and a kohen gadol that they could do avoido while they're tamei, and that's in the case of tumah hutah b'tzibor. And as Rashi stated in Divrei Maaser, even so, if he does the avoda b'tumah on a korban yachid, then it'll be mechal da avoda. And Rashi continues, shem tumah miyah ha'ishtari, and Rashi explains, kegoyim b'tzibor, as we explained, that the din of tumah hutah b'tzibor applies to a kohen gadol as well, and even when a kohen gadol is tamei, he could be makriv a korban tzibor, and hilkach la pircha, and Rashi's bothered v'kasha, lamu l'meim ha'tamei yichiach, then why did the Gemara have to add into the tzad hashava, the din of tumah, in order to find a scenario where it's hutah mechalai, if l'chayr we could have stayed with the din of zaris, as even by zaris it's hutah mechalai, as even though a zar can't do avodah in the base of mikdash, as we previously mentioned, it's mutter for a zar to bring a carbon on a bama, and therefore we find that a zar is hutah mechalai, and even so in avad chilal, and therefore we should be able to bring a raya to an einain, that even though it's hutah mechalai in avad chilal. However, Rashi explains, in ze hutah mechalai, this is not categorized as being hutah mechlalai, shereilay nesa shama ilam, as the issa of zaris never applied to a bama. As Rashi continues, avol oinen hutah mechlalai shereilay nesa b'migdash etzel kohen hedid, but b'negei an oinen we do find that the issa of aninus applies in the base of migdash by a kohen hedid, and that is a case of hutah mechlalai, as a kohen gadol is even mutter to do the avodah in the base of migdash while he's an oinen, and that is the same point that we brought from tamei, that there's also a case where tamei could do the avodah in the base of migdash, and that is in the case of tumah hutah b'tzibor, and that is categorized as hutah mechlaloi. And I didn't taste the Divrei Maaser shekein lo hutah mechlalon, where he has a question on this pshat of Rashi based on the Gemara Maseches Menachos. And I in the last two lines of Taisis, where Taisis states for oidei shlema that filu mikri hutah mechlaloi mikol mokum b'chinu hachashaper shekein lo hutah mechlalon b'mokum shenasru ayin sham. And we will stop over here.